Here I am, 19, and I just got paid. Heading up to the dealership to sign my name away. Told me I could have my daddy car, hot pink with rims that shine. But when I got on with my daddy car, I found out that man was lying. It's all about the money. They didn't care about my life. It's all about the money. They didn't care, it wasn't working right.
There are a couple of shoddy car dealers in town that are buying old cars and doing them up, and then I'm selling them. From what I see, they're not worth the value that people pay for them.
I was adamant, you're not getting away with this, mate. You might do it to other people, you're not doing it to me. I don't care, I might just be a woman. I bought the car for the purpose of driving my family around. I can't drive it, it's sitting in my front yard.
You've just heard from two Aboriginal consumers yarning about their experiences. In this series, My Daddy Car, you'll hear from other community people telling their stories about cars. Whether you buy private or from a car yard, there's some things you'll need to know to get your daddy car. I'm Carol Dowling, and I'm from Consumer Protection. This program is about helping you get your daddy car. If you don't know what daddy means, it means a car that's all you've dreamed about and makes you look good when you drive it. Getting your daddy car isn't easy, but listen up and I'll share some stories with you to make it easier. I've yarned with a few people about buying cars and getting them repaired. This is all about helping you know your rights as a consumer and who to talk to when you know something isn't right.
When I first saw the ad on the thing, straight away everything just stopped and I just watched the ad. I was like, oh my God, I need that car. That's my goal for the year. I don't care if it takes me the whole year, I will get it. And I made that at the start of the end. There's the car now.
The young fellow you just heard comes from Broome. His name is Prince and he's 19. He owns a brand new car. Prince saw his daddy car on a TV ad and he wanted it straight out, but he knew he had to set some goals. This smart young fella decided to work out his finances, save some money and keep a regular job to make repayments to his bank. We'll hear more from Prince later on. Buying a car is one of the biggest things you will do other than buying a house. But how you get the right car for you isn't always easy. There's so much to think about. I can tell you how to get a good deal without spending too much money. The first thing to do is ask yourself, what do I need the car for? Is it to carry my family around? Is it to get to work? Do I need to carry lots of things? Your new daddy car could do all these things if you want. Do I want it to be an automatic or manual car? Have I worked out enough money to pay for stamp duty, transfer fees, insurance, repairs, repayments, petrol, and registration? Once you've given yourself a dollar amount, then you'll know if you need a car loan or to save more money. You could also use your old car as a trade-in to get a better car. I spoke with Linda from Esperance, and she wanted a four-wheel drive so she could go camping with her family. Linda shared her story with us and gave some good advice when first looking for your car.
I haven't bought a lot of cars, but I think the main thing is, one, your budget. You've got to look at how much money you got, and then when you can work that out, particularly with this car, this was my first big purchase to a certain degree. I had bought a car previously, which was not suitable for Esperance, so when I was looking for a four-wheel drive, I had to look at this is how much I can afford to repay, look at kilometres versus age, what was going to be my good deal. My children had a lot of input. Yeah, my brother also came along and he helped pick out a few that looked like they might be suitable in the price range. He knew what price and helped me.
Did you know that you can shop around for a car loan? Some loan providers have high interest rates that can bump your repayments up. Interest rates can really affect how quickly you can pay the loan off. Make the right choice before you commit to a loan. Some people will sell you a loan as if being in debt is a normal part of life. It doesn't have to be. If you can keep debt free or pay off a loan quickly, you'll be better off. I spoke with a university student named Natasha about car loans, and here's what her advice was about getting into debt.
I think it's better to buy a car outright so you're not paying that off, because it can put a bit of a hole in your pocket, I suppose, if you want to purchase other things or get, you know, other stuff like renting a TV or even getting a personal loan if you need one in case of other circumstances or what have you. So it is better to pay it straight out, yeah.
When I went to Broome for this program, I spoke with Michelle Torres, and she said that it's important to shop around for a car loan. She also said not to go and buy a car that you haven't seen for yourself.
If I buy a car, I want to sit in it and I want to be able to drive it and I want to hear the clunks, because I'm departing with money. And yes, you might have a car that I might need, but I'd rather have a car that works for more than 2 years than one that you drive off with and find out that you're going to be stuck out in the community after you've made a 200-kilometre trek and it just carks up, you know, and finish. That's all the life that was left in that car anyway, and you've been duped, you know, and you haven't seen it yourself. It is worth considering old car, new car, financing, getting a loan with your bank or going through one of those companies and considering the options of making those fortnightly payments and buying a car that's going to last you 5 to 10 years and give you everything that you need rather than buying someone else's problems.
When we heard from Prince earlier in this program, he was talking about how excited he was to get his car. For someone so young, he knows a bit about not being trapped into debt. He says that the best advice is only buy a car when you have extra money to spare. He also said deciding on a new or used car is important as well.
Depending on your situation, if you've got a good full-time job and you've got enough money to pay off all your bills and your food and you've got extra money, then I would suggest getting a brand new car. If you're struggling with money, but you still have enough to like buy a second-hand car for like $2,000, $5,000, you could still do that. You still enjoy it. It would be your car, it would be your first car. But I'm happy with buying brand new cars because they feel better. I know that I'm the first one in the car and driving it, and that's my car.
Now that you've got your loan approved or you've saved up your money, it's time to get excited because you can shop around for your daddy car. I had the chance to yarn with respected community elder Robert Eggington, and he shared his wisdom with us. Let's hear what Robert has to say about shopping around for your car.
Look at the price they've got on the window or windscreen of the vehicle. Again, look at the information list that they've got on the dashboard. You know, that should tell you the kilometres and a bit more information about the vehicle. Make sure that, again, you adhere to your own financial restrictions when purchasing a vehicle, and just to ensure that you have a look around and you compare different cars in different yards and you don't just opt for the very first one you see. Think of that's the one to buy. Have a good look around, and at the end of the day then go back and consider which vehicle you want after having a look at a few that's in the same range.
Remember to keep your money in the bank as long as you can, and don't spend it all on the total price of a car. Keep at least 10% of your loan money for the first payment or any hidden costs. To explain more about hidden costs, let's hear from Angelo Barbaro. Angelo is the manager of the Automotive Services Branch here at WA Consumer Protection. In this series, Angelo can give us some important advice on what your rights are. He also has some very handy tips to help you save time and money as a consumer, especially when buying and repairing your daddy car. Here's what Angelo has to share with you about sticking to a budget.
Well, I think the first thing you need to make sure of is your overall budget that you have. There's a tendency for consumers to have a budget, then see a car that they like, which is a little bit more, and they think, all right, we can cope with that. But then obviously then the stamp duty is higher on it, the insurance fee is going to be higher on it. It's critical that you set a budget and you stick to it.
If you're going to buy your car directly from a person from their home, your rights as a consumer change. Everything is different. WA Consumer Protection want to let you know that it's very much about buyer beware when buying from a private car seller. In any case, we'll yarn about this in our next program. You've been listening to me, Carol Dowling, and I work for the Department of Commerce, Consumer Protection. If you have any issues with buying a car or getting it repaired, give our team a call on 1300 304 054 or like our Facebook page. Find us by typing My Daddy Car in the search box. That's D-A-R-D-Y. Consumer Protection. We're here to help you protect your rights. Just ask us how.
You can ring a Consumer Protection mob and they can help you out. Get your daddy out.